我们看消十六节
Matthew chapter 26 verse 36
到四十六节
36 to 46 Matthew chapter 26 verse 36 to 46 Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane and he said to them sit here while I go over there and pray he took Peter and two sons of Zebedee along with him and he became sorrowful and troubled then he said to them my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death stay here and keep watch with me going a little further he fell with his face to the ground and prayed my father if it is not long may this cup be taken from me yet not as I will but as you will then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping would you then just keep watch with me for 1 hour he asked Peter watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation the spirit is willing but the body is weak he went away a second time and prayed my father if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it may your will be done when he came back he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy so he left them and went away once more and prayed a third time saying the same thing then he returned to the disciples and said to them are you still sleeping and resting look the hour is near and the son of man is betrayed into the hands of sinners rise let us go here comes life with prayer
我们看见无论是天主教基督教都很看重耶稣基督的十字架
we know that the Catholics and the Protestants both of them alike look at the cross of Christ
早上礼拜堂都有十字架
a lot of churches have cross in them
老的基督徒有十字架的颈链
a lot of Christians have necklace
那这个十字架呢是很多人都看重
it is very significant that a lot of people put important aspect in the cross
所以连诗歌啊唱十字架都很多的
even in hymn books we sing a lot of songs regarding our cross
但是我们要注意哦
but remember
耶稣基督钉十字架的时候从来没有讲过一句说很痛的这样
when Jesus died on the cross he never said that it's painful
他没有讲过一句十字架的痛苦
he never said that dying on the cross is painful
但是他讲了好多好多句克西马尼的内心的痛苦
but in Gethsemane on the other hand he said a lot and give us his inner heart inner feelings
为什么我们只是注意十字架以忽略了耶稣基督的内心呢
Why do we look at the cross and just neglect the inner feelings of Christ?
我们只是看他身体那个钉痕很痛苦
We only look at the nail hand
但是我们没有注意耶稣基督讲出来的心里面很痛苦
But we seldom look at the different aspect of inner feelings
耶稣为什么
What's the reason?
因为我们的所有的基督徒包括那个他的门徒在内
Because most of the Christians, even his disciples
我们都很难了解耶稣基督的内心
We can hardly understand his inner feelings
我们都不能了去了解耶稣基督的内心
We neglect to understand his inner feelings
这是很可惜的事情
This is a sad fact
所以今天晚上我们要来看看耶稣基督的内心
So tonight we're going to look at the inner feelings of Christ.
耶稣基督怎么样劝勉耶稣基督要警醒
And how we exhort the Christian.
啊，各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
圣经怎么样形容耶稣基督呢
How the Bible describes Jesus.
刚才我们读了一段圣经啊
What about we read the scripture?
马可福音、路加福音
In Mark and Luke.
还有那个希伯来书
Even the book of Hebrews.
加起来大概有七个形容词形容耶稣基督在克西马尼那个时候他的内心的痛苦的
At least there are seven descriptions that describe the inner feelings of Christ
头一个形容词
The first description
下面说 他忧愁起来。
The Bible says in verse 37, he began to be sorrowful.
忧愁起来。
He is sorrowful.
忧愁起来的样子怎么样？
哇，
那个眼睛都要皱起，那个眼，这个眉毛都皱起
了。He will have facial expression.
那么那样子很憔悴。
And he's very tired.
他的行动很慢。
His action will be very slow.
大家应该看给他看出来的。
We must expect him to be tired.
我知道那个门，那个时候的门徒都看出来的。
I think most of the disciples would take notice of this.
如果没有看出来，就不会写下来了。
If they don't look at these feelings of Christ, they won't write it down.
只是他们看见耶稣忧愁起来，就没有想到耶稣为什么忧愁起来。
But they look at the expression of Christ, but yet they don't remember why Christ had this kind of expression.
我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你有没有想过耶稣基督叫做忧患之子呢？我家里面的冷气坏掉啊
！My air conditioning is out of order.
是不是这些让耶稣忧愁起来
？Are these the reasons why Jesus becomes sorrowful?
为什么耶稣基督在克西马尼的那个地方忧愁起来
？Why did Jesus Christ become to be sorrowful in Gethsemane?
你想
，Try to think，
你就明白耶稣基督他是为你为我的罪忧愁起来。
You will remember that Jesus.It's sorrowful because your sin is my sin.
难道加维那些门徒不了解他拜了第十字架这个苦难忧愁起来
？He also is sorrowful because his disciples didn't know that he's going to be the cross.
他感觉到这个失败的人没有反应，忧愁起来。
He feels that the world will not respond to his love.
他感觉到我们很喜爱听到，但是不喜爱行道。
He feels that we want to hear the message, yet we don't want to do what the message is about.
请你记得
Please remember,
你没一个软弱
your softness,
你没一个犯的罪
your sins,
不叫耶稣基督忧愁起来的
all makes Jesus Christ be sorrowful.
第二个形容词
the second description,
甚至说心起难过
he began to be sorrowful and troubled.
圣经用“极其”这两个字
，The Bible says extremely trouble，
就表示呢，他的难过了胜过许许多多人的难过。
That means that he is really extremely troubled。
这一个形容词啊
，Is this kitchen？
如果你们再睁眼睛来思想一下
，You try to close your eyes and think，
你感觉到很难形容耶稣基督的样子。
It's hard to describe his facial expression。
哇，他的难过难过到极点了。
He is very sorrowful to the point that he's troubled.
就看见我们得罪他，得罪了几年了。
Because of his sins, he's extremely troubled.
对不对
？Right.
如果我们不是有这么多罪的话，他怎么会难过了几年呢
？If not of our sins, then he would not be extremely troubled.
第三个形容词
，The third description.
上面说他几乎要死。
Bible says in verse 38.To the point of death with sorrow.
几乎要死这两个字呢？这几个字呢
？To the point of death.
不是一个过分的形容词啊。
It's not an ordinary description.
Exaggerated.
It's not a very description.
比如说我们呢骂一个人啊。
If we scold someone.
或者啊形容一件事情啊。
If we try to describe something.
死那么可爱。
Is death the love to the point of death?
死那么漂亮。
Is not beautiful to the point of death?
死那么辛苦。
Is that hard?
我们都是用死来过分形容的，对不对
？We use death to describe.
那么这里是不是我们这样讲法呢
？Is this the same description?
耶稣，难过到几乎要死。 是不是一种好像我们所用的形容词呢？
Jesus Christ is sorrow and full of blood is an ordinary expression.
圣经不会这样。
Bible won't do that.
圣经讲的每一句都是真话。
However, the Bible said it's true.
圣经说他难过到地步要死。
He's sorrow to the point of death.
请你记得哦。
Just remember.
他真的差一点死掉的。
Remember that he's about to die.
你有没有试过很难过、难过的时候呢？
You must feel that you are very sorrowful.
哇，你看见一些人哭得很难过的时候啊。
You saw people cry the point that
心很痛啊。
It's very painful in his heart.
呼吸很困难。
It's hard for him to breathe.
但是我们没有看过一个人难过的死掉啊。
But we never see people sorrow the point of death.
如果不是天赐下来加他的力量啊。
If angels didn't pull him up,
他可能就死掉了。
He is about to die.
在人系统神学里面
，in systematic theology，
有一些神学家是这样解释。
There are theologians who have this kind of.
耶稣基督很快在克西马尼的那个地方死掉。
Jesus Christ is afraid of his dying Gethsemane，
所以他全部把这个苦杯挪开。
So he says, Lord, let this cup be taken away。
他们说这个苦杯就是死在克西马尼那个痛苦啊。
This cup means that it's so painful experience in Gethsemane。
啊，担心到快一点死掉。
His sorrow to the point of death.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊
，Brothers sisters，
你了解不了解呢
？You understand？
现在难过，难过的几乎要死，是为你的缘故的。
His sorrow to the point of death is because of you.
有时候我常常想到我自己。
Sometimes I think myself.
我每一次软弱跌倒的时候呢
？Sometimes if I fall down，
我就提醒自己。
I exhort myself.
主一定为我的缘故再一次难过了。
The Lord is sorrow because of me.
他在天上看见我这个样子，他一定很难过了。
When he saw me, this situation will be very sad.
对不对
？Correct.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
主今天爱我们。
Jesus Christ loves us.
我们怎么可以让他继续难过下去呢
？Should we let him be sorrowful?
他为我们的缘故。难过的几乎要死。
Because of us, he deeply sorrows to the point of death.
第四个形容词。
More description.
耶稣说。
Jesus said.
父啊，如果可以行。
Father, if it's possible.
请你把这个苦杯挪开。
May this cup be taken from me.
只是不要照我的意思。
Yet not as I will.
要照你的意思。
But as you will.
这是讲述了耶稣的心里一个什么的痛苦呢
？What does it describe?
有一个挣扎的痛苦。
He is struggling.
他人性的要求。
He really asks God.
Human nature.
It's a human nature.
要求挪开这个苦杯。
In his human nature, he wants God to put it away.
但是他灵性知道。
But in his spiritual thinking,
他的父要他死。
He understands that the Father wants him to die.
究竟我人性的要求强
？Should my human nature stronger?
我的上帝的旨意要求强
？Or should his will be done?
这里面还有很大的挣扎了。
There's a struggling.
父啊
，Father，
我愿意挪开这个杯。
I want this cup taken away from me.
父啊
，Father，
你的意思成就。
May your will be done.
看看你挣扎。
He's struggling with his thoughts.
我不知道你们有没有试过患神经衰弱。
I don't know whether you have ever like nervous breakdown.
哇，那个神经衰弱我试过。
I have this experience.
很痛。
It's painful.
在哪里挣扎
？In struggling.
要吃冰这样。
I want to do this.
不好，吃冰这样。
I want to do this.
不好，吃冰这样。
I want to do that.
啊，这不好，吃冰那样。
I want to do that.
我们神学院有一个女孩子。
In our seminary, we have a lady.
知道他为什么患了神经衰弱
？I don't know why he has nervous breakdown.
他要收集行李回家。
He wants to collect her luggage and go home.
他拿着那个行李呢
？He get up and
just go out.
He climbed on the, he climbed on the chimney.
香港没有chimney的。哈哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈哈！他回家了。
She went home.
回到家呢
？She went home.
她感觉到要回神学院。
She feels that he needs to go back.
她心里有神学院吗
？So she went back to the seminary.
回到神学院呢
？But she went back to the seminary.
她感觉到要回家。
She feels that she needs to go back.
回家。
How can she go home?
回到家。
It's really hard to understand her feeling, inner feeling. Brothers and sisters, this Christ, when she meets in Gethsemane, he has this kind of struggling in his heart. Why is he having struggling? Because of your sins and my sins.
His
human nature, there is a conflict of interest. This conflict of interest is conflict to the point of dividing. If it really divides, then Jesus Christ will be in but he prays. He wants to obey the will of God. Obey the will of God. It's really hard to think how he has this kind of
struggle.
He has painful experience. If you can really understand his feelings, you will really understand.
Jesus
Christ, three times, he said, Father, it's possible, may this cup be taken away from me, but not according to my will, but according to your will.
Fifth
description, in Luke, the description says the sweat of Jesus is like a blood. Yes, sweat flowing like blood. Not the Catholic saints. The Catholic
saints.
When Jesus Christ has sweat, then it is his blood.
So he used
his cloth to wipe his face. When he wipes, then there is some image in the cloth.
可不可以呢? 痛苦到流汗,
it's really painful, just like when you sweat, it's like it's blood.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你们知道克西玛尼的那个温度有多少呢?
Can you imagine the temperature in Gethsemane?
知道不知道?
Can you imagine?
是好像大不如这里呢?
It's like a column.
克西玛尼的那个温度怎么样?
What's the climate in
Gethsemane?
Please remember that Peter had to go to a warm car and walk in that area. It's winter time.
那个时候在那个大祭司的院子里面已经这么冷了，何况在克西玛尼。
In the house of the high priest, it's not cold. What do you imagine in the
Gethsemane?
It's be much more colder. If I have a chance to write the Bible, I would say Jesus Christ trembled. But the Bible says he has sweat.
不能流汗呢?
Why would he sweat? That means that he has inner struggle in his heart. He has a sense of doing things. He has to ask God and ask God. So he has sweat, just like blood. From this description, we can feel his inner feelings. The sixth description, in Hebrews, on the city scribe.
他大声欢叫。
He cried aloud.
拯救那个能够救他脱离死的主。
He asked the Lord who would be able to take his cup away.
他大声哀哭。
He cried out.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
一个成年人。
A mature person.
哭呢。
He cried.
很小大声哀哭。
So then he would cry out aloud.
小孩子就有。
Maybe a small child.
这个小孩子很难过呢。
The child is sad.
他就。
You
cry, little boy. 长大的人呢？
For a bigger or mature.
他们很伤心，怎么样哭啊？
When he's sad, how do you cry?
你怎么样哭？
How would you cry?
你是不是？
对不对？
对不对？
Correct.
很少大声哀哭的。
It's hard to imagine that we would cry about.
如果他大声哀哭呢？
Do you cry about?
这个表示他里面的痛苦痛到很难忍受。
It means that he has inner struggle in his heart.
我遇见这个牧师啊。
I met this pastor one day.
他在 Canada, Vancouver.
He's in Canada, Vancouver.
他受很大的痛苦。
He has a great suffering.
痛苦到什么样啊？
What's his suffering?
他驾车到郊外。
He drives his car.
到树林里面。
To forest.
没有人的。
There's no people there. He was crying out.
就感觉到舒服
了，
就回家。他说：“如果我不是大叫，我会神经病。”他你就明白耶稣了。
Think of Jesus.
他大声哀哭。
He cried at all.
我们的主从来一生都没有这样的。
Our Jesus never do that.
他直到现在大声哀哭。
Right now, he did it.
请记得是为你。
Please remember, it's because of you.
是你把他弄成这样伤心的。
Because of you, that makes him that sorrowful.
第七个形容词。
The seventh description.
圣经在那个马可福音的。
The book of Mark.
形容他惊恐起来。
He is fearful.
他是惊慌起来。
He feared.
耶稣基督为什么好像惧怕起来
？Why did he have this kind of feeling？
是不是他很怕去死呢
？Is it because he's fear of death？
如果他很怕去死，他就可以逃走了。
If he feared death, then he would run away。
为什么他会惧怕起来
？Why did he have this kind of fear in his heart？
我曾经听过一个传道人这样解释。
I have heard one pastor about this kind of
fear. 他说耶稣基督不是怕死。
Describe, he's not afraid of death.
乃是他这个神性啊
！But it's because of his divine nature.
他是圣洁的
，He's holy.
从来没有接触过污秽罪孽的
，He never touched corrupt things.
但是现在这个至圣的神性
，His divine nature，
面对着担当全人类的罪啊，污秽
，He's about to bear the sins of the whole world.
全人类的肮脏东西啊！
All the bad things of humankind.
我要倒在这个至圣的神性上了。
It's about to pour in his holy human divine nature.
你是不是幻想啊
？Try to imagine.
你有一天走路不小心。
One day when you walk.
你丢在那个粪池里面。
You fell into a pool, a dirty pool.
粪池啊 ，my soil,
my faces. Faces.
你感觉到怎么样
？What's your feeling？
对吧？你是一个很肮脏的人，没关系。
It's okay for me。
但是如果你是一个很干净、干净的了不得的人，你感觉哇
！What if you're that clean that you would cry out？
我们现在在提出。
Brothers and sisters，
请你思想一下。
Try to imagine。
我们的主从来没有惧怕过一样事情。
Jesus Christ never feared anything.
就是担当你的罪，他惊恐起来。
Only about to bear your sins, he to the point of afraid.
那我讲到这里。
And I said this.
你们了解耶稣不了解啊
？Can you understand Christ?
你能不能够与耶稣表同情啊
？Can you feel the same kind of feelings with Jesus?
这很难啊。
It's hard.
这是很难吗？
Why would
you
say it's hard?
为什么我们并不了解耶稣基督啊？
Why would we understand Christ?
可能
Maybe
我们比那几个门徒一样。
Maybe we are just like the disciples of Christ.
入了迷惘。
We have problems.
耶稣对那几个门徒说。
Just like the disciples.
要积极祷告。
Watch and pray.
不要入了迷惘。
So that you will not fall into temptation.
什么叫做入了迷惘？
What do you mean by fall into temptation?
英文的 fall into temptation 呢，有一点呢，跟中文不大一样。
The English version is different from the Chinese.
迷惑就是被欺骗的。
Somebody fooled you.
好像来分鱼了。
Somebody fooled you.
那么就说被人家糊涂涂的带你去做一些你不知道的事情。
Somebody bring you to do what you don't even know what you should do.
这就是啊，叫迷惑了。这些门徒呢？
And this disciple,
他们睡觉。
They sleep.
睡觉的时候不知道发生什么事情。
They don't know what things have happened.
也就是好像啊，入了迷惑了。
They fall into temptation.
那各位亲爱的弟兄
，Brothers and sisters,
耶稣一早就提醒门徒说
，Jesus Christ reminded them.
要提醒祷告
，Watch and pray.
免得入了迷惑。
So that you will not fall into temptation.
这是指的什么？
What does that signify?
表面上看起来啊
superficial.
这是指着他们睡觉的。
In surface, it means that they sleep.
要提醒祷告。
What's it pray?
不要睡觉。
Do not sleep.
表面上是这样的。
In facial space, in surface, it will mean that way.
其实睡觉呢？
Sleep.
也是应该的，对不对？
We should have enough sleep.
因为那个时候已经深夜了嘛。
The time is midnight.
当然，我讲到你睡觉就不应该。
If I drink and you go to sleep, then that should not be the case.
这几个门徒睡觉也是应该的。
But on the other hand, the disciple is a must.
对不对？
Right.
但是，如果这几个门徒啊。
But if this is the disciple,
那么更加了解他们的主是这么伤心呢？
If they really understand the feeling of Christ.
他们一定会睡不着的。
They will not go to sleep.
来试试想啊，来试试。有一天晚上
，One night，
你忽然间听见你妈妈在哭。
You heard the cry of your mother.
她哭啊！见怪 ，she cried aloud. 你怎么样
？What would you do？
我要大声了。
No， 不要叫了 ，I'm crying。
是不是这样
？Would you do that？
你不会。
You won't do that。
那么是不是别人啊
？She's not other。
那么是你的妈妈。
She's your mother。
她这么伤心呢。
She has that feeling.
你一定会走过去看看。
You will go there.
为什么妈妈这么伤心啊
？Why did she get so?
你要去看看，对不对
？You will go over and visit her.
这几个门徒你看。
But look at the disciples.
耶稣就大声哀哭。
When Jesus Christ cried aloud,
他们不听见了。
They heard it.
如果不听见，没有写在圣经里面。
If they don't hear it, they will not be written.
他们不听见。
They heard it.
但是
，But
他们仍然睡觉。
They sleep.
这个表示给我们看见什么？
What does this signify?
不单单是睡觉这么简单啊。
Sleeping is not that easy.
心灵里面受了迷惑。
Their spiritual state is falling into temptation.
就是他们睡觉了。
They sleep.
耶稣来破解他。
Jesus Christ asked them to get up.
总要进行祷告啊。
Watch and pray.
这个彼得默默有睛。
Peter's message, his eyes.
看见耶稣基督的样子很难过。
Jesus
Christ. 看见他的汗流好像血一样。
Sweat
just like blood. 如果正常来讲呢
？Normally.
他一看见耶稣，不，耶稣你为什么这样呢
？Normally you say, Lord, why?
有什么事情发生呢
？What's the problem?
因为你醒过来了吧
？He was dead.
但是耶稣三次叫他们醒过来。
Jesus Christ, after they get up, they
sleep. 醒过来了。
When they get up.
哦，又在睡觉。
They fall back to sleep.
这不是别的原因
了。That's for other reason.
这乃是他们心灵里面受迷惑啊。
It's that their inner have been fallen to temptation.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
这一堂聚会，你们无论睡觉也好，没有睡觉也好
，In this period, whether you go to sleep or not,
你们要问问自己。
You should ask yourself.
我的心灵有没有受迷惑呢
？My spiritual state is falling.
我们来查查看看这三个门徒啊。
We look at the 35.
他们受了什么迷惑呢
What temptation do they have?
第一个,
the first thing,
这三个门徒常常争论谁伟大。
They try to discuss who among them should be greater.
西比带两个儿子,
the sons of Zebedee,
约翰与雅各,
James and John,
他们来求耶稣,
they ask Christ,
主啊,求你给我们在你的国里面坐在你左边,你的右边。
You ask Jesus Christ, Lord, let us sit on your right hand and on your left hand.
Peter 就来问,你两兄弟啊,
friend, don't you remember that I'm the big brother?
你们两...
I defeated one,
correct?
Right?
圣经说他们争论是伟大。
They discuss the truth among them to be the greatest.
争争争争到耶稣死还要争。
To the point of when Jesus Christ died.
因为争论是伟大的缘故，耶稣基督怎么样讲，你都看不见。
Because of this, whether Jesus Christ is dying and sorrowful, they never understand.
这个争论是伟大是什么意思？
Why did they have this kind of struggling?
争论是伟大就是名誉地位的意思。
What does it signify? It means our name and position.
就是主动的意思。
We want to be big.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brother and sisters,
我们可以请问一下，你们侍奉者有没有为名誉地位？
When you serve Christ, have you served because of many positions?
我讲到这里有一点不敢讲。
When I said this, it's hard for me to continue.
我自己的教会，
In my church,
我请一些人出来做执事。
Have someone be the deacon.
他们每一人都对的。
你看一下我，
我不可以。
No, I don't want to be a
deacon.
Being an ordained pastor, you have
to be a pastor.
That's not true. truth. That's against the truth. There's no biblical basis.
对不对? 我们就传道人,
三万多人从人圈我到外国去读一个博士回来。我们要去读博士，然后进PhD。他说你无论做什么，你要拿一个博士回来。我们get a PhD，then come back。我说怎么永远不会读的？I said I will never get a degree。为什么呢？What's the reason？不是我，看那些博士。I'm not against the PhD degree。哎，这我不知道做什么。I don't know what should I study。我不知道做什么，就是忙到不顾的心，拿一个博士回来。 I don't know my goal, then I get a PhD degree.
那个是纪念人的。That's fooling people，对不对？
Correct.
那这人就是这样。That's
human nature.
你是 doctor.
You're a doctor.
啊，人家就尊重你。People
will respect you.
你是传道，最低级的。啊，这是老师高点。Doctor.
Doctor is higher.
啊，高。所以有一个人说。Somebody
said.
他说这个 doctor of divinity。
Eating
others and being deceived. Because this PhD is not created, it's given to you.
PhD is somebody giving to you. Of course,
that person's PhD is not
correct. That's not correct.
There are many PhDs that are good. There
are many PhDs that are
good. I don't know.
Whatever is the case.
在教会里面, 真的很多名誉地位迷惑的好多人。各位亲爱的弟兄们，如果神要你谦谦卑卑的在教会里面侍奉，If
God wants you to be humble in the church and serving,
说明,
you don't have name and prestige.
没人想到你,
nobody loves you.
你愿意不愿意?
Do you want that?
求你帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
做一个谦卑的工人。第二个原因是什么呢？第二个原因是什么呢？钱。你知道那个犹大？耶稣当年了。耶稣基督也让他偷了。耶稣贫穷到连这个钱他都没有钱了，你知道吗？
Jesus Christ poor to the point that he let him steal his money. But Jesus
knows that. Jesus
Christ
knows
that.
It's not
God. Jesus Christ is God. Jesus
Christ is God.
But the disciple never realized this. In the
prison
Mary, Mary offered perfume to the Lord. The perfume.
犹大看都看出来，是300块钱。
When Judas looked at it, he knows that it cost 300 denarii.
300 pieces of silver.
300 pieces of silver.
300 pieces of silver.
It cost a lot.
但是犹大选那个真把耶稣基督卖掉。
However, Judas sells Jesus.
他卖出去是30个pieces of silver。
Told Jesus only for 30 pieces of silver.
犹大的眼睛啊,
eyes of Judas,
看东西看得很清楚.
He looks at things and it's very accurate.
再一看就知道什么牌子.
When he looks at it, he knows the price.
再看就知道连个差价全都知道.
He knows the price. 看这个是冒牌货还是真货，他也看到. Is it real thing or not?
You know. 他的眼光很厉害的.
He has a good eyesight.
但是他的属灵的眼光呢？快的了不得。玛利亚看耶稣，宝贵到300块钱的香膏可以倒在他的头上。犹大看耶稣，三十块钱都可以卖出去。
其实犹大，你可以到耶稣基督的头上花一点那个，跟你那几天前的香皂花下来也是值30块钱的，对不对？反正犹大那个眼光是，只是看着钱。两边数五个，15，一样都看不见了。犹大说：“哦，我怎么这么糟糕啊？” Well, it's useless.
香膏可以换300多块钱哦。
It can cost 300 pieces of silver.
可以救济好多贫穷人哦。
It can give them support.
你看其他的门徒怎么样？其他的门徒都说对呀对呀。
Yes, correct. It's all possible. It's way.
可是门徒的眼睛也是看见钱。
They also look at money.
没有看见耶稣基督的宝贵。
They don't look at Jesus Christ as precious.
金钱的迷惑啊。
Temptation of money.
那他们是没有了解耶稣基督的心情的。
Make them that they will not because temptation they cannot hardly understand the inner feelings of Christ.
我现在让弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
检讨一下自己好不好
？Try to evaluate yourself.
在你的心灵里面。
In your spiritual life.
钱占有多高的位置呢
？Of the position of money in your life.
讲一讲。
Try to think.
我不能够举什么例子啊！大家自己衡量一下自己。在我的心里面。
In my spiritual life.
钱重要
了。还
是主重要了。
Or Christ.
这一个是很现实的问题。
It's a practical question.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
钱也是我们传道人的迷惑啊。
They get the money, the 10,000, and then run away.
这样的事情我在教会里面看得很多。
There are these kind of things in the church.
也有传道人。
There's one pastor.
他把教会这个殿堂的经费完全拿掉，跑到外头去。
He get the money construction and went to went overseas.
他写一封信回来。
They write a letter.
他说我不是偷教会的钱。
I'm not stealing money in the church.
因为教会常常给我的待遇很低。当然，弟兄可能也是一样，对不对？各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹，谁看主宝贵呢？谁留意主自己的内心呢？谁留意到主的痛苦呢？为什么我们的眼睛看的都是物质呢？
Why do we look at material things?
对不对？这几个门徒，可能被钱迷惑了。最后一个例子。这几个门徒被什么迷惑呢？就是他们没有留意耶稣基督所讲的与所表现。
They do not understand what Christ said and what he did. It. They do not carefully understand it. It becomes a habit. They do not pay attention.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，很多人的习惯都是这样。
有人
没有来聚会了，人没有留意。
他
教会慢慢长大，有没有留意？有人经济上是缺乏了，你应该帮助他了，有没有留意？
Somebody is poor, but you don't pay attention to it.
Do something, 没有留意.
When you read the scripture, you don't pay attention.
唱诗没有留意.
When you sing, you don't pay attention.
祷告没有留意.
When you pray, you don't pay full attention.
晚上祷告，早晨才说阿门.
When you pray in the evening, in the morning you say amen.
因为没有留意就睡觉了.
You don't pay attention to it, so you sleep.
您研究一下，
try to think.
真的，好多基督徒做好多事情都是没有留意的。
Let's get them do something and they don't pay attention to it.
因为宝贵的主，他哭得这么厉害，
he cried,
他的样子这么难过。
And he's got that,
没有留意。
They didn't pay any attention to it.
我说亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这个家里头里面，
in this conference,
你留意了多少？
Have you really paid attention?
你有没有为大卫祷告？
You pray for this conference?
你有没有为自己的灵性祷告？
You pray for your spiritual life?
你有没有留意到属灵的光景？
Do you think about your own spiritual state?
最近占有你思想的？
What things are you thinking right now?
是什么东西？
What are the things?
谁把主放在他脑子里面，占有他所有的思想？所以圣经说，昼夜思想耶和华的律法的那个最有福了。
Meditate on the law of God day and night, and bless his peace.
谁留意思想圣经呢？
Who really pay attention and meditate on the word of God?
巴不得主给我们看见。
And the Lord tell us to understand.
那一个时候，门徒入了迷惑。
That day, the disciples
fell into temptation. 我们现在这个时代的人不要入了迷惑。
In this age, we should not fail into temptation.
很快就有人把我们的主拉去了。
People are going to pull Jesus Christ out of us.
可能。
Maybe.
很快，菲律宾就没有自由了。
Maybe every time the Philippines doesn't have the freedom.
我不是政治家哦。
I'm not a politician.
我不知道菲律宾的政治前途怎么样。
I don't know the future of Philippines.
如果我这一句话讲在香港，就很大家就很明白了。
If I said this in Hong Kong, then people will understand.
1997
1995
大家一定想起来的。
People will understand this.
我对菲律宾呢？
As for Philippines,
我还记得上一次那个全会下联会我有来啊，去年呢。
I remember
我来的全会。
Came here last year.
我讲过一句话。
I said one sentence.
我对菲律宾的感受呢？
I asked my thinking of Philippines.
菲律宾贫与富太过距离太大。
The poor and the rich, the divisions are too great.
历史告诉我们。
History tells us.
凡是贫与富距离太大呢？
If there is a greater distance between the poor and the rich.
跟着一定有战争的，
there will be war.
一定有暴动的，
there will be riots.
一定有乱的，
there will be problems.
所以各位弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
要小心哦。
Please be careful.
很快耶稣基督就被抓去了。
Jesus Christ is about to be captured. He called
by people. 门徒那个时候才醒过来。
Hey, away.
很快我们就遇到。可能我们不能想象的事情了。
Maybe we will face the things that we have not imagined.
可能耶稣基督再来了。
Maybe Jesus Christ is coming down.
可能世界大战了。
Maybe the Second World War.
我们不能想象的事情来了。
Maybe the things that we have been thinking.
那个时候你才醒过来。
And that time you wake up.
你就会糊糊涂涂、糊糊涂涂，像彼得一样。
And you'll be just like Peter, foolish Peter.
犹大派那些人来拉耶稣。
When Judas came to John,
彼得就醒过来。
Peter woke
up. 嗯，看见人在把耶稣拉去了。
He saw people catch Jesus.
他就拿他。
He pulled up his sword.
他说主啊。
Sword.
我拿刀砍可不可以
？Can you use this sword?
耶稣基督有没有回答他？耶稣基督是没有时间回答，他已经砍过去了。
Jesus Christ just had the chance to answer him, and he did it.
耶稣基督没有说可以。
Jesus Christ just said yes.
没有得到答案，他就砍过去了。
Jesus did not give him the reply, and he did it.
而且照彼得砍过去的那个情形啊。
We can imagine this.
彼得不是砍那个人的耳朵的。
He used to cut his left ear.
从来没一个人打仗，把对方的耳朵割下来。
No one ever cut the left ear of the soldier.
彼得这个刀法一定是砍他的头的。
He wants to cut his head.
砍他的头的。
Cut his head.
两个人看见。 应该都明白，没关系。那你就讲一讲啦。
赶紧上面。
李达醒过来，
没事，各位，
糊糊涂涂，
没
事，差一点杀人
了。It's about kill people。
做一件连自己都不知道自己做什么的事情出来啊，可能你都从来没有想过自己会杀人的，但是现在醒过来是竟然杀人呢。耶稣基督他说，收刀入鞘吧，动刀的钉子在刀下，
从
刀下坐起来，
但
是那个人的耳朵已经掉在地上
了。
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹，可能有什么事情发生来到菲律宾哦。
Something might happen to the Philippines。
那个时候你才醒悟过来哦。你说主啊
，Lord，
我做了件事情，你同意不同意啊？
Would you agree to this thing？
你是不是还没有讲？
Just
have
that
reply yet? 你就以为做那一件事情很好了。
And you feel that you feel good things?
那一件事情？
Nothing.
可能就是杀人。
Maybe you're using people.
可能就是放火。
Maybe you put them far.
可能就是加入那个共产党。
Maybe you join the NDR.
可能就是很可怕的事情。
Maybe something bad.
因为心灵入了地火。所以才冲动拿刀起来杀。
所
以亲爱的弟兄姊
妹，
你看多可怕的迷惑呢。我告诉他，我这样讲到呢，就是讲一些笑话给你们听。也不是表演给你们看，还是让你们真的醒过来。
So that you will be awakened.
为属灵的事情。
Because of spiritual life.
定睛祷告。
You watch and pray for spiritual life.
请你等等。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Lord Jesus.
我们定睛看你的样子。
As we look at your expression.
求你给我们看见你忧愁的样子。
And you feel your sad feelings.
求你给我们看见你的内心。
Let us give us these feelings of your inner heart.
求你感动我们与你表同情。
Move in our hearts, Lord.
求你不要让我们入了迷惑。
Don't let us fail in the temptation.
主啊，如果我们已经在迷惑里面。
If we are already in the temptation.
主啊，叫醒我们。
Lord.Give us a lot for wake us.
主啊，帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
不要做糊糊涂涂的事情。
Not to be do foolish things.
今天我们的生活。
In our life.
是为钱，是为名誉，是为什么呢？
Is it because of money, or life, or anything?
还是为你们。
Is it for all reasons for you?
主，求你提醒。
Lord, remind us.
我们这样祷告。
In this name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of Christ.